Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday, the 20th of March. We're almost at the end of March already. Easter or Resurrection Day is coming up on the 1st of April or the 31st of March. Excuse me. And it's kind of an exciting time. Jesus raising back to life. Here we are today. We're going to continue where we kind of left off yesterday with seeking the Lord. And I want to go to Amos chapter 5, verse 4. And it's an amazing thing for me to know that we get to be a part of who God is by seeking Him. It's really awesome. We get to be a part by giving our hearts to Him, letting Him know that we love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I used to laugh when I saw the book of Amos in the Bible because of Amos and Andy back in the day. There is no book of Andy. I'm sure Andrew wrote some letters, but they're not in the Bible. So we're going to go to Amos chapter 5, verse 4. And as you're looking for it, I want to, as you're looking for Amos, I just want to just say that go to my YouTube channel, Tom and Sarah, subscribe, like, comment, share. You can go to my podcast, Tom and Sarah, Abounding Hope, and you can like, comment, and share there as well. Share the videos, put the audios on while you're driving. I believe that they're really, especially set up for the next season that we are going in. We're going to go back into each book individually coming up, but I want to continue with this theme of seeking the Lord and gazing upon Him. I shared yesterday about a video that I saw of a blind girl, a little girl. I don't know how old she was, but it was a figure skating competition. And this little girl, she was blind. She literally was blind. And she started out and she was touching the face of her partner like this and getting to know him. And that's a blind person's way of recognizing you. They can recognize you through that. And so she did that for a few seconds into the competition, and then she and him started skating, and it was absolutely incredible what this blind girl was able to do. And that is kind of where we're going to go as far as seeking the Lord and gazing upon Him. All right. So are you an Amos? I hope so. Anyway, Amos chapter 5, verse 4. Again, subscribe and comment and share to my YouTube channel, my podcast, and even like, share, and comment on this video so that people really, really can get to this. I believe this is a prophetic word for the next seasons that we are going into. Bobby Connor recently shared a video about recalibration, that we are in this recalibration. And I believe part of that recalibration in our lives is the seeking the face of the Lord and seeking Him and going after Him. How do we seek Him? Well, we seek Him through reading the Word, reading the Bible. Now, the Bible is not God, all right? The Bible is not God. God is so much bigger than His Word. However, He reveals Himself through His Word. Remember, all scripture is given under the inspiration of God, which makes it less than God. And so people who worship the Bible, not just translations, but people who worship the Bible are actually demeaning or diminishing the power of God, because God is so much bigger than the Bible itself. But he reveals himself through his word, and you can't connect with him without the Bible. Does that make sense? I hope so. I'm not denying the power of the word of God. All right? But we need the Holy Spirit to help us to reveal who he is, who God is, through the Bible. Okay? That's what we need. However, the Bible is not God. And I don't worship the Bible, but I honor it as it brings me closer and closer to Jesus. All right? I bring every prophetic word that somebody gives me, I bring it to the Bible, and I share it. I just compare it with what the Bible says and what God has been speaking to me about. All right? All right, so get the controversy out of the way. Anyway, Amos chapter 5, verse 4. For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel. Who is the house of Israel? Believers. The Old Testament, Israel. New Testament, the church, the body of Christ. Not the building, but the people. Thus says the Lord to the house of Israel. Seek me that you may live. Seek me that you may live. Interesting phrase. Seek me that you may live. This is what God is saying to the body of Christ today. Seek him that you may live. The opposite then is also true, which is if you don't seek him, you won't live. You're not physically, yes, also spiritually. Seek him that you may live spiritually. Physically, all right? I know that there are remedies written in the Word of God, that natural remedies, actually, that are written in the Word of God that people just don't take because they trust medicine more than they trust the Word of God and trust God himself. So if you seek him, the Bible says you will find him if you search for him with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Deuteronomy, but from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search for him with all your heart and with all your soul. He is a rewarder of those, Hebrews 11:6, of those who diligently seek him. Seek him. Isaiah, and we'll get into it. Isaiah says, seek the Lord while he is near, call on him, or seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him when he is near. So here you are into this deal with the Lord, and you have to start seeking him. Seek him and you will find him if you search for him with all your heart. All right? Seek the Lord that you may live. Isaiah 55:6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. We talked yesterday about asking, seeking, and knocking. You know, and I want to reiterate this because it's so important. If you're asking the Lord and you're not receiving, that means you're asking the wrong question. Ask the right question. And I can't tell you what the right question is in your situation. God will reveal that to you. Lord, what is the right question that I need to ask? And then ask him. And you keep on. If that's not the question, look for another question to ask. If you're seeking and you're not finding, you must seek in a different place. I'm in a season right now in my life, and I hate the word season because it's overused, but I'm in this position in my life, this time in my life, when I am just laying in the presence of the Lord. And sometimes I'll go to the prayer chapel and pray and lay there before the Lord and try to hear him and seek his face there. Sometimes it's in my I have a studio apartment, so it's in the section of my room when I lay on the floor, or I'm laying on my bed and I'm soaking in the presence of the Lord through anointed music. Ruth Fazal, Julie True, instrumentals that are not redundant, but at the same time bring you into the presence of the Lord. I try not to use words because, that's distracting me. I just want to hear the music so I can focus my attention totally on the Lord. I try to take 3 times a day, 5 to 10 minutes a day, when I just focus upon Him. Stop what I'm doing and meditate in the Word, meditate on Him. Now, meditation in the world and in the Eastern religions says empty your mind. But in the Christian, in the kingdom of God, meditation means to fill your mind with the Word of God. So I go to the Word and Lord, what are you saying? And I use His Word. And the thing is, I get to meditate in it. And God reveals Himself deeper through that. Sometimes I'll just go for a walk into the park. Or I'll just sit under a tree. Like right now, I have these partridges that are nesting in a tree right across from me, right outside my window. And I was watching them this morning. The same type of bird that I saw when I was meditating in the Lord back in 2015. And I believe that this is a repeat watching over me that the Lord is doing. He's given me a sign, and I take those signs very seriously. Seek Him that you may live. I have come that you might have life, John 10:10, and that in abundance. If you're not living an abundant life, and I'm not talking about finances, money, but if you're not walking in the favor of the Lord and with man, remember Jesus grew up with favor with both God and man. If you're not walking in that, that means that there's something lacking, and we need to seek His face so that nothing is lacking. Seek Him that you may live, that you may thrive. And it's interesting because we need to seek after the Lord. But I saw these verses and they were kind of interesting to me. And so I just want to read them. Romans 10:20 says, and Isaiah was very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me, and I became manifest, or I showed myself to those who didn't ask for me. So I went to Isaiah 65:1, where that verse is taken from. He says, I revealed myself to those who didn't even ask to know me. Those who did not seek me found me. I said to the nation that did not call on my name, here I am, here I am, I will help you. God was going outside the box. Remember, he said, Jesus said in the Gospel of John, he said, I have sheep that are not of this fold. He had sheep that weren't of the Hebrew descent, that were not of Jewish descent. I am one of them. Well, I'm Sicilian, and I know that we all came from Adam, so we all are descendants, I guess. We're related multiplicity of ways away. And we are descendants of Noah, because remember, it was Noah and his family that were alive on the boat. And so we came from those genes, so to speak, and we all came from Adam. However, I wasn't Jewish. I was from the Mediterranean area, but I wasn't Jewish. So God revealed Himself to me. He got me desperate. I became desperate, and I needed life in my life. I was a very depressed young man. When I was 16, which was many years ago, I had given up hope. Until Jesus found me. Remember, He wasn't lost. I didn't find Him. He found me. He put me on a collision course with Him. And He found me. And I want to tell you that my life 51 years ago, my life has changed. I wasn't searching for him, but he found me. He was searching for me. The Bible calls the Holy Spirit, I don't know where it is, I think it's Proverbs, he calls him the hound of heaven. And a hound always searches for the things that that are, you know, they're searching for things that are needed. Or like if you shoot a duck, it'll go and search for it. If you throw a ball, the hound will go and search for it until he finds it. My friend has a golden lab, and that lab just loves to chase a ball. So I'll go throw the ball, and she'll go chase it. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, she's learning how to search for it till she finds it. But be that as it may, the first time I threw the ball, dog didn't know what to do. Well, Paul is talking here, Isaiah is talking. Those people who weren't even searching for me, God found them. Those who didn't call upon him, he showed himself to them. Now, I know the new age is so copycats, whatever. They like to use phrases. So now there's this phrase called, you know, I thought it and I manifested it. Well, whatever. But God revealed himself. God showed himself to those who didn't ask for him. And he does that too because he's passionate to get to know you. If you're alive, you have an opportunity. You have opportunity as long as you're alive. In Hosea chapter 5, verse 15, I will go away and return to my place until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face. In their affliction, they will earnestly seek me. Now, God, and this might be a controversial statement as well, but God has this thing where he is, if you only seek him when you're in trouble, trouble's going to come so that you will seek him. Doesn't mean that God gives you the trouble. It's just that God, that you do, you will have trouble so that you will seek him. God's heart is that you will seek him. Great chapters in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 5, 6, and 7. Solomon is dedicating this great building that he built for God. This church, this temple, and he's saying, you know, he's praying this prayer, and then afterwards he says, you know, if you turn away from me, you know, and then you turn your face back to this place, and God says this to Solomon and the people of Israel, if my people, not talking about other people, but if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven. Then I will forgive their sins. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, here it is, and seek my face, and then what? Repent. Turn from their wicked ways and align their ways with how heaven thinks. Align their ways with the kingdom of God. Then I will hear from heaven, then I will forgive their sins, and then I will heal their land. It's important that we seek him. It's important that we seek him. As we progress here, I want to say that we have this desire to go deeper with the Lord. I do, anyway. And Right now, my prayer has been, I want to be filled and baptized in the Holy Spirit on a regular basis. I want to be more filled today than I was yesterday. And I want you to subscribe, comment, and share on my YouTube channel, Tom and Sarah Encountering God, my podcast, Abounding Hope, Tom and Sarah. I want you to go and subscribe, like, and comment there. Subscribe, like, share, comment on these videos. Share them with as many people as you can. And you can help me financially by doing that. If you want to give into this ministry, tomandsarah@outlook.com, and I will send you the links on how to do this. All right. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 10 and 11, boast in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be joyful. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continuously. I love how he says it. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be joyful. Now, I know people that have, they look like they were baptized in lemon juice. And they just have this scowl. Like, come on, man. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be joyful. I had a gentleman ask me, how come I'm smiling all the time? And I says, because of Jesus. I love him. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, he says, and Azariah went out to meet Asa and said to him, listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you when you are with him. And if you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you abandon him, he will abandon you. Now, I remember playing hide and seek with my kids and I hid in the same spots, don't get me wrong, but it was just fun. I would let myself be found as the children were looking for me. Play hide and seek. There they are. Oh, there's Dad. Psalm 40, verse 16. Let all those who passionately seek you erupt with excitement and joy over what you've done. Let all your devoted lovers rejoice continually in the Savior, saying, how great and glorious is our God. Psalm 105, verse 4. Seek more of his strength. Seek more of him. Let's always be seeking the light of his face. Remember, God is infinite and we are very finite. There's always more of God. I had a big question back in the 90s. Like, how can people want more of God? God is giving you more of him. God has given you all of him. Well, the thing is that, and these video games came out and there was always more to get. Well, that's how it is with God. Because he's infinite, you can always find out more about him. Psalm 119, verse 2. What joy overwhelms everyone who keeps the ways of God, those who seek him as their heart's passion. God looks down, Psalm 14, verse 2, looking over all of Adam's sons and daughters. He's looking to see if there's anyone who acts wisely, any who are searching for God and wanting to please him. Psalm 53, verse 2, the Lord looks down in love, bending over heaven's balcony. God looks over all of Adam's sons and daughters, looking to see if there are any who are wise with insight, any who search for him, wanting to please him. Now here's this picture of this big balcony in heaven and God looking over the railing, looking to see. He's looking to and fro to see whose hearts are total for him. Psalm 77, verse 6. When I remembered the worship songs I used to sing in the night seasons, and my heart would begin to fill again with thoughts of you. So my spirit went out once more in search for you. Wow. Song of Songs, chapter 3, verse 2. I'm just going to skip through some of these. Excuse me. So I must rise in search of him, looking throughout the city, seeking until I find him. Even if I have to roam through every street, nothing will keep me from my search. Where is he, my soul's true love? He is nowhere to be found. Where is he? How passionate are you for God? How passionate are you for God to show himself to you? How passionate are you? How desperate are you? We sing this song, "This is the air I breathe," and I'm so desperate for you. Are you desperate? Or are you playing games? We'll continue on with this tomorrow, but as we start to gaze into the Lord and into what he's doing. Come after him. Go after him. You're thirsty. You're dry, and you need something to drink. Go after the Lord. Go after him. Don't stop. Go after him. He's desperate for you and he loves you. He wants more of you. Seek him and you will find him if you search for him with all your heart. Where is your heart now? Where is your heart now? Where is your desire now? Is it for him? Holy Spirit, I thank you for your great love. Invade our privacy. Put a target on us and come after us. We're open to you. In Jesus' name. Wow. Praise God. Well, I want to tell you I have the two books for sale. SOS, A 50-Day Journey into the Heart of God. You put my name in. You go to walmart.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and you type my name in there. I have two books. SOS, A 50-Day Journey into the Heart of God. It's a black-covered book with a heart on it. From breakdown to breakthrough, My Journey to Soul Health. It's a picture I have of New York City from the runway of the Newark airport that I took, and those are the two books that I have out right now. Amazon, actually, you can get both of them for right about $15, and I don't know if you have Prime, but you can get them delivered to you for free. Barnes & Noble and Walmart.com. Or you can get them from me, a donation of $20 or more from me, TomandSarah@Outlook.com. And that's how you can get those. Okay? Well, God bless you guys. Thank you so much for joining me today. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, and share my videos. Facebook, YouTube, Tom and Sarah. Podcast, Tom and Sarah. You can also donate to this ministry. Email me, TomandSarah@Outlook.com, and I'll give you the information on how to give into this ministry. I'm looking to raise right about $5,460, $5,500 to go to school this winter or this fall, the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry. And if you want to give into that, email me and I'll send you the link, TomandSarah@Outlook.com, and then we'll get that to you, okay? And I'm asking for people to invest. I have 1,200 people that follow me, that are supposed friends on my Facebook page. And I figured if everyone gave $5, if everyone gave $5, if I had 100 people give $50, if I had, 500 people give $10, anything, that would really, really help. And I'm asking you to invest in the next season of my life, invest into what God is going to do over the next 30, 40, 50 years of my life, that we can bring many, many souls into the kingdom. And as I bring a soul to the kingdom, it gets credited to your account as well. All right. Well, anyway, that's it for today. TomandSarah@outlook.com. That's how to get a hold of me. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.